All right, let's catch up with the Mount Alexander Shire now and their CEO, Darren Fuzzard, with us as per usual on a Tuesday morning. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Beautiful day, beautiful week. Cracking Saturday coming up. Ho-ho!
Yes, indeed, Robbo. It should be a good day. Hopefully a good day for Cats fans, yes.
I'm setting myself up, of course. I know a lot of Richmond fans as well, and I'm just setting myself up come Monday. Like, if the Cats get done, I'm just going to put on the flak jacket and take it. Take it like a man.
So I reckon you're going to have to, Robbo.
Yeah. I did read the other day, and it wasn't, I didn't post it. I'm just saying, folks, not me. Somebody said Richmond is just like Collingwood with a dental plan.
There's a chance I may reuse that, Robbo. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, let's turn our matters to local council issues. Get Online Week is this week. What's that entail?
Yes, Robbo, this could be one that you're interested in, given your offline discussion about challenges with your three mice. but this is, as we all know, Robbo, coronavirus has really highlighted how useful technology can be for us all to, you know, stay connected with each other and do things online like pay bills and shop and most certainly do our jobs. But we do know there's a range of abilities in our community to use that technology. So this week we're helping our residents feel more confident online through a range of free events that we've got that are coinciding with National Get Online Week. So we've got some sessions on a range of useful digital skills, Robbo. We've got how to use Zoom. Thoroughly recommend that one. Shopping and selling items online, using Google Maps, listening to or streaming your favourite radio programs online, Robbo, and also a free online dance session. So there's lots of different things in there. We've developed those by, or they were developed by the local Be Connected network, Robbo. That's got Castlemaine Community House, Malden Neighbourhood Centre, Castlemaine Library, and of course ourselves in it. So thanks to our partners once again for this. The programs themselves, if you want to have a look at them, they are available from the Civic Centre, the Castlemaine Library, the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre, the Malden Neighbourhood Centre, and the Castlemaine Community House. Or if you do happen to already be okay with the internet, Robbo, you can visit the Staying Safe and Healthy section, which is under the support and services at www.connectmountalexander.com.au.
Okay. I hope the learning how to use Zoom is not a Zoom session. Just saying.
I hesitated at recommending that, Robbo, because I've got to tell you, I can't wait to not use Zoom anymore and we could be face-to-face again.
Yeah.
I am zoomed out like a lot of a lot of society, I think.
I bet you are. Now, this is lovely too. Tactile markers to improve accessibility in the Castlemaine CBD for people with vision impairment.
Yeah, Robbo. And if I go back a few years, we had some fantastic guidance and support from this wonderful lady called Lorraine de Plassiere and the fantastic disability advocacy group that is in Mount Alexander Shire. Myself and through that the work of that group, myself and a large group of staff got to have a small experience, I suppose, of what it's like to get around the streets of Castlemaine with various forms of physical or mental impairment. And Robbo, it was hard, and I've got to say it was really scary.
Yeah.
So bit by bit, we're trying to make our towns easier for everyone to enjoy. And in October, we're going to be installing some tactile markers at four of our main intersections in the centre of Castlemaine to help everybody, but in particular to make it a little bit easier for people with visual impairment to know where it's safe to cross our roads.
Yeah. No, that's, I can't think where it was, but I know somebody used to do a very formal sit-down dinner with the one thing. It was all in pitch black. It was for one of the site charities. And the same thing again, just the whole different sensory experience and the difficulty with it just makes you realise anything we can do like that is fantastic stuff.
A
couple of quick things before we go, mate. Last council meeting, the current council being held tonight?
Yes, that's right, Robert. It is the end of the era of that council. And as you might know, Robbo, some of our councillors, which is Councillor Petrusma, Councillor Neiman and Councillor Machen, they've all decided not to stand for election again. So we are bidding them a fond farewell tonight. We also have two existing councillors who will be reappointed unopposed, and we've got two others who will be contesting for seats against the new council, amongst the new council, sorry. So I just wanted to say, Rob, on behalf of all staff, a really big thank you to the existing council. We really want to wish them all well in whatever they're doing next. It has been a great pleasure working with and for them all, Robert.
Yep, we'll give them a studio round of applause. Thank you for your service.
Very much deserved.
Yeah, and finally, voting for the council. It closes off very soon.
It does, Robbo. Probably getting sick of hearing this from a lot of us, but it is so important. Please make sure that if you are enrolled to vote in the election, you get your completed ballot material back into the post by 6 p.m. this Friday. Or if you live in Mount Alexander Shire, you can hand deliver your ballot by 6 p.m. again to the election manager at the election office, which is in the Ray Bradfield room in Victory Park in Castlemaine, Robbo.
Okay.
And we do have extended hours for that up until 8 p.m. on Thursday, and then, of course, up until 6 p.m. on Friday the 23rd, Robbo. So
terrific
please get
stuff.
Them in.
Yep, absolutely. Darren, have a great week, and we'll either be grinners and winners next week or copping a barrage by the time we chat. So have yourself a great week, mate.
Thank you, Robbo, and yes, go Cats, but I will certainly be there giving you a hard time if they do lose.
I bet you will too. Good on you, Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.